Even though it may be hard to see at the time, rejection can be a really good thing. Before coming to UT, I already knew I wanted to join the Daily Texan. I was majoring in journalism. It seemed like an obvious choice. But then I got rejected. So many times. In my first semester, I applied to news, life and arts, newsletters, and copy. And I got rejected from every single one. I cried for days. I questioned whether I should switch my major. But in the end, I put my head down and tried again the next semester. This time, I also applied to a new department, long form, and I got in. Thank you so much to Addie, the long form editor, for giving me my first shot in the Texan. I learned so much from that semester. Those rejections, as hard as they were, led me to where I was supposed to be. During that same time, I was taking digital storytelling with Robert Quigley, and I realized how much I loved audio journalism. So in the fall, I joined the audio department. I remember getting off of my Zoom interview with Carly, the current audio editor, and not being able to stop smiling. I was so excited when I got that acceptance email. From there, the rest is history. I've been with the audio department ever since. I'm so thankful to Texan Audio for opening so many doors to me. I've had 4 more non-Texan audio positions since I first started, and I have no doubt in my mind that the Texan is what got me them. But what I'm even more thankful for is the people. Thank you again to Addie for giving me my first chance. Thank you to Carly for teaching me to love audio even more than I already did. Thank you to Lainey for being an amazing leader and showing me the ropes to the audio department. I miss our weekly walks home from the basement. Thank you to MJ for not only being a great senior audio producer that first semester, but also an amazing editor who took a chance on making me P staff. You made Hungry Hungry Longhorns and me so much better and inspired me to apply for editor. Thank you to Melody and May for being a great P staff team during my first semester as editor. I truly would not have been able to do it without you. Thank you to Tamara, Jack, and Lillian for continuing those efforts and making my last semester a great one. Thank you to Chloe, Trinity, Stephanie, Diego, Manu, and Kennedy for digital maestros that never felt like work. I know my future Sundays will always be boring without getting to yap with y'all. Thank you to Chloe for being the best digital director I could have ever asked for. You always believed in audio, even when Peter didn't. And thank you so much for your support on the Texan Recap. I could not have started it without you. And I don't think I could ever have a better boss in a million years. It feels weird to even call you my boss because we're so much closer than that. Thank you to Trinity for always forming the audio social department with me. Who needs general staffers to show up when we have each other? And thank you to Chloe and Trinity for the best Monday nights in the basement. I loved our little corner conversations. You deserve your own peas in a podcast. I have loved my 2 years at the Texan so much, but I think it's finally time to take off my headphones and remember what real life sounds like. Who knew outside wasn't just sound effect? And now, for one last time, this was a production of the Daily Texan Audio Department. It was hosted by me, Aislinn Gaddis. Thank you for listening.